KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping the news, law enforcement officials in Cass County were on the scene late last night of a fatal accident located just west of Wyota near the intersection of 665th Street and White Pole Road. The incident was reported around 8:30 p.m. The deputy on scene called for the medical examiner. Other details are expected to be released later this morning. Officials have lifted a lockdown imposed on dorms at Southwestern Community College in Creston. The lockdown was ordered at around 9:30 p.m. Thursday because a student reported receiving a threat through social media. Authorities say officers found nothing as they searched the area and determined that there was no immediate safety issue. Investigators are seeking records from social media sites. The school says the classes will be held today and that Creston police will continue to monitor activities on campus. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Thursday a man wanted on an outstanding warrant had turned himself in. 50-year-old Mitchell Lee Thompson of Audubon appeared at the sheriff's office at around 9 a.m. Thursday. Thompson was charged with forgery and theft in the second degree in association with an incident which occurred at a business in Exira on November the 5th. Thompson appeared before a magistrate and was released. His preliminary hearing was set for December 29th. A man from Colorado was arrested for a third day in a row Wednesday in Creston. Police said Thursday the 51-year-old Jeffrey Armstrong of Loveland, Colorado, was arrested just after 11 a.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Spruce and Adams Streets and charged with public intoxication. Armstrong, who was initially arrested Monday evening for OWI first offense, was arrested again Tuesday at the Creston Amtrak station for public intoxication. His latest arrest resulted in him being held in the Union County Jail on $300 bond. And officials say Christopher Allen Gettert of Davie, Florida, was arrested Wednesday in Creston on a charge of disorderly conduct. The man was released on a promise to appear later in court. Authorities in Harlan report two people were charged following an investigation into a disturbance at a residence on Sunday. Officers were called to the 3000 block of 12th Street to investigate the disturbance and later charged 24-year-old Stephanie Byrd of Harlan with a simple assault for allegedly striking her mother, Nancy Byrd, also of Harlan. 20-year-old Lacey Byrd of Harlan was charged with assault causing injury for allegedly assaulting Stephanie Byrd and with criminal mischief in the fifth degree for kicking in the screen door on the Byrd residence. Complaints were filed against both subjects at the Shelby County Clerk of Court's office. Harlan police report also two female drivers were transported to Mortu Memorial Hospital following a collision that occurred on December the 4th. Officials said a 2014 Dodge driven by Brenda Buck of Harlan was traveling westbound on Durant Street when she attempted to turn north onto 4th Street. As she did so, her vehicle was struck by a westbound 2013 Ford driven by Becky Martin of Harlan. Buck was cited for failure to yield. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. A special nominating convention held Thursday night in Clarinda whittled down the field of contenders vying for the Iowa Senate District 12 seat, being vacated by Republican U.S. Senator-elect Joni Ernst. During the event, Republican State Representative Mark Costello of Imogene won his party's nomination. Costello will face a challenge from Democrat Steve Adams of Red Oak and Libertarian candidate Don Brantz, a longtime Mills County supervisor and Southwest Iowa social worker. The men will be on the ballot for a special election to be held December 30th that was ordered by the governor and is required in order to fill Ernst's Iowa Senate seat. A writer and director who produced some of the most popular television shows of the 1970s is in Iowa this weekend. Norman Lear's trip to Des Moines and Greenfield coincides with the 45th anniversary of the release of Lear's first and only movie he ever directed. Cold Turkey was filmed primarily in Greenfield, as well as locations in Winterset, Orient, and Des Moines.
Everything about my experience with Iowa is amazing, including this visit.
The 92-year-old Lear credits the experience of working in Iowa in the summer of 1969 with much of his later success in producing hit TV shows. Cold Turkey was released in 1971, the same year as Lear's All in the Family premiered on CBS. The sitcom was groundbreaking as it dealt with controversial issues previously ignored in comedy programs. The movie Cold Turkey, which features Dick Van Dyke, tells the story of a small Iowa town, Eagle Rock, Iowa, that takes up the challenge for all of its residents to quit smoking for 1 month in order to win a $25 million prize.
The thought that an entire town would sign a pledge to kick the habit, even for $25 million, staggers the imagination.
Still, one American town, Eagle Rock, Iowa, has done just that. Every smoker has agreed to quit, or they've left town.
Eagle Rock, the town in the movie Cold Turkey, is not an actual Iowa town. Lear says it was the name of the town in his home state of Connecticut, though.
It was a small town. We used to go there. There was a great pizza shop in Eagle Rock, Connecticut. And we used to drive there for pizza. So it was in my mind. Eagle Rock, Iowa sounded right.
Lear, recalling the summer of 69, remembers how Iowans fell in love with Dick Van Dyke and how everyone in the cast enjoyed meeting the locals. Lear has a photo from that summer that he keeps framed in his home. A native of Connecticut, has a home in Vermont, but Lear was named an honorary Iowan in 1999 when he returned to Greenfield with Dick Van Dyke and others to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Cold Turkey. He'll be a special guest tonight at the Celebrate Iowa Gala at the State Historical Museum in Des Moines. Lear will be in Greenfield tomorrow morning for an event at the Warren Cultural Center. Well, he'll read excerpts from his new book, Even This I Get to Experience. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Devin Carr, age 59, of Anita, died Tuesday in Johnston. Memorial services for Devin Carr will be today at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lori Feddersen, age 73, of Audubon, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Lori Feddersen will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Audubon. Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Randall Musich, age 61, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Randall Musich will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin John Norton, age 72, of Atlantic, died November 28th in Omaha. Memorial services for John Norton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carl Simmons, age 94, of Cumberland, died Wednesday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Carl Simmons will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Dwayne Rathman, age 73, who's formerly of Atlantic, died November 15th in Arkansas. A remembrance gathering for Dwayne Rathman will be Saturday from 1 until 3 at the Partnership for Progress Building in Atlantic. Jill Bogie, age 57, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Jill Bogie will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marie Nielsen, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service for Marie Nielsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Jewel Scarborough, age 78, of Panora, died Sunday. A cremation has taken place, and there will be a private family burial for Jules Scarborough at the Brethren Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Bob Cole, Jr., age 52, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Bob Cole, Jr. are pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Daryl Wittrup, age 81, of Harlan, died December 4th in Omaha. No services are planned for Daryl Wittrup at this time. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.